So I'm just outside my house, just checking on the tanks. Just checking on the ditches and the floods.
Met weather watch.
Met Owen Delaney from, you might know him, he's at Directing Media on Twitter. Owen, what's the state of affairs out there?
It's a pretty wet night.
Yeah, thanks for that one. On a serious note, where did you come from?
We came from Ballybockle just now, from the village, and we travelled up the back lane and up by about Nuki McCann's place at the river. We hit the biggest flood of the night.
How high in your what type of vehicle are you in? Just to give people a gist.
It's a Land Rover Defender 130.
So you're fairly high off the ground.
Ah yeah, we got a snorkel and stuff for this too.
How high did the water come up at the side of the Jeep?
Just now, like a couple of minutes ago, it came up above like halfway at the windscreen. It was. I thought the whole Jeep was going to cut out, so I wouldn't advise any cars to travel on this road.
Up over the height of the windscreen.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
About a quarter of the windscreen up.
That's above my shoulder height, to be honest with you, and I'm about 6 foot tall, approx. So I'll give you a rough idea how deep it is in parts of Ballybottle. How is it on the rest of the roads? I heard from Adrian McMahon that he's booked into Kettle's Hotel. He said no access into Ballybottle at all.
Oh, man, like, I don't know how we were up near Colcott there, and we had to bring a friend of ours through Ballybottle in a Focus, and I don't know how we got through it. Everywhere else outside Balbriggan, there's some major flooding on the roads. It's pretty bad. Like, it's the Mullen is pretty bad as well. Anywhere kind of like low-lying lands, it's just don't drive through it.
Excellent. You going for a bottle of beer?
You going?
Okay. Second audio boo en route in about 5 minutes. I'll give you the house update. But that's the roads one from Ballybottle. Avoid like the plague, pretty much. Is the answer to that one. Cheers, on.
No worries.